Now is focus on this awful, awful story coming out of East London. 21 children confirmed dead following that incident at a nightclub. All the victims were under the age of 17. The youngest was 13 years old. They died in the early hours of yesterday morning in what are still unclear circumstances. Speculation includes a stampede and possibly even poisoning. Police are obviously still investigating. It's a story that's shocked the nation and has reverberated around the world. We've got now the Eastern Cape Police spokesperson, Brigadier Thembi Nkosi Kinana, on the line. Brigadier, thank you so much for your time this morning. I mean, even the police minister, Bekicele, could hardly contain himself when briefing reporters at the scene yesterday. What a horrific story.
Good morning, Bongani, and your listeners as well. Indeed, there's no other way by which you can describe the incident. It was tragic, very sad. However, as the police, we are doing our work to ensure that the public and the families find answers to it.
What do we know so far?
As you may know, that as of yesterday, the detectives, the forensic detectives, were busy at the scene. The incident, of course, happened only yesterday morning, and by late yesterday, they were still, you know, busy at the crime scene. I must say that we want our detectives to do a proper job in that crime scene. We need to allow them some sufficient and at least reasonable time to make sure that they comb the whole building to ensure that
sure.
They leave no stone unturned to satisfy themselves that good work has been done.
Sure, but Brigadier, we do have some basic facts that we know at this stage. For example, the number of confirmed deaths, does that still stand at 21?
Yes, of course, the number is still standing at 21.
And understand that there are a couple of others who are in a critical condition in hospital at this stage.
What we know is that we have this 21. We do not have the number of others that are still in hospital yet.
Can we say at all what killed these children?
It's too early to say. The investigation is still ongoing.
From the perspective of the police, why were children drinking at a tavern?
Come again, Bongani.
From the perspective of the police, why were children drinking at a tavern?
Bongani, it's difficult to say. I don't think any parent would have allowed, you know, young children as those, you know, to go and drink in a tavern. But as the police, that is not our area at the moment. We are investigating so that at the end of the day, at an appropriate time, we can give, you know, the outcome of what exactly happened, why those children were there as young as they are.
With respect, Brigadier, I would put it to you that it is your area. I mean, we saw the minister in tears yesterday. This incident is hardly surprising because there's generally very poor enforcement of liquor license regulations in many a township or village across the country.
Okay, Bongani, let me put it this way. If you may have, you know, heard and seen our operations as the law enforcement in collaboration with the liquor board and other law enforcement, you know, in our areas, in our provinces, you may have seen that there is a lot of successes that we have made, a lot of taverns, shippings, illegal shippings that we have closed. That in itself should tell you the amount of work that the police are doing.
Well, this incident tells me that that work is not enough, and we know this to be a fact. We know, I mean, if you've seen the visuals of the crowd that was gathered at that tavern, that tells me the police were nowhere near that site, certainly not there to enforce any license regulations.
Bongani, let me say that what we know is that that is a licensed tavern. And if there is any wrongdoing that has been identified in terms of it allowing, you know, young children there, the law will definitely have to take its course. And as I'm saying, we are still investigating. We are working closely with the liquor board. And I think the right thing at the right time is going to be done.
Where's the owner? Has he been charged?
We are still investigating, Bongani. We are not talking about any arrest at this stage.
It's an awful, awful story. Any lessons learned from this, Brigadier, from the police's side?
Definitely, Bongani, we can't say there are no lessons to be learned in this. In each and every incident, we learn something, and that tells us we need to constantly go to our drawing board and plan again to make sure that in future such incidents are prevented.
Eastern Cape Police spokesperson there, Brigadier Thembinkosi Kinana. Are you satisfied with those answers? I mean, if you've ever been to a township from Soweto to Khayelitsha, from Tembisa to Gwalanga to Gwamashu, you know these taverns operate. Even those that are licensed, early indications are, for example, that this particular establishment only had one entrance and exit. And so, of course, as panic ensued and the patrons try to leave or get out of the premises, there would have been a stampede. And if you've seen any of the videos that have been circulating on social media, there seem to be hundreds and hundreds of people all crowded in a very, very small space, very tightly packed. And the idea that police officers in the area would have missed something like that, forget the age of the children for a second, just in terms of how crowded that kind of place was and the safety concerns that would arise from that, the idea that the police would not have noticed what was going on. Remember, all of this occurred in the early hours of Sunday morning, well beyond the time a place like that is meant to be operating. And of course, they're still investigating. We must give them time. They must comb through the scene. We've heard it all before, haven't we?